This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the sharp losses in feeder cattle today?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. We pushed this market up, and I think it finally ran into resistance and brought about selling. You also saw a change in weather forecast that added to the selling today, and we're still waiting around for cash trade in our feed yard. So I think when you put it all together, that brought the markets down today. Well, we did bounce off the lows going into the close. Now, choice box beef was down $1.27 today, selects up $1.90, had a total movement of 76 loads. We also saw cattle kill come in at 105,000 head. On the close day, February cattle down 12 cents, April live cattle down 52, May feeders down 237, and April lean hogs were a dollar higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, including Angus, Slim Flex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th.
How are you supposed to drive a car to the city if you don't have a car? The Key Car Dealership has created a new car buying experience. Get approved online and we'll deliver your vehicle to you for free. Less than perfect credit, even bad credit, no problem. The Key accepts any credit scores. With over 150 vehicles in our inventory, we'll have what you're looking for and all come with lifetime warranty. Apply and buy your car online at the Key and we drive it to you for free. Remember, apply at thekeyonline.com. With approved credit.
Tom, what led to the gains across the grains?
Well, I think more than anything, technical buying and maybe some evening up positions going into the last trading day for the month of January, because we had nothing price positive. Export sales today, they was a day late and they came out today. They were not price positive at all. We're not only seeing poor export sales for the week, but we're still running well behind year-ago levels. And I think more than anything, evening up the positions at the end of the month and technical buying popped us higher, allowing us to see the March KC wheat close 7.25 higher. July was up 6.5. March Chicago, 7 cents higher. March corn closed 6.5 higher. July up 6.25. March soybeans were 14.5 higher today, with July up 13.75. But the March cotton down 23 points.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.